Now for a Namdeb Diamond story.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in episode one of the Namdeb Diamond story, I'm joined by Dione Strauss, a geologist at Namdeb. Welcome.
Hi, Angie. Thank you so much for having me.
Describe how diamonds are formed deep within the earth over billions of years.
Thanks, Angie. So I love baking, and I'm going to use that as an example just for everyone to follow with me. Now, imagine you're baking a super special cake, but instead of an oven, we're going to go way, way deep inside the earth to a place that we call the mantle. That's usually your hot middle layer that's always moving and churning inside of the earth. And that's almost 3,000 kilometers into the earth's interior. Now, the main ingredient for our diamond cake recipe is carbon. That's the same stuff that makes up the graphite in your pencils or even the charcoal that you use for the braai over the weekend. So if we look back to millions of years ago, when the earth was first formed, there was tons of this carbon floating around. And deep down there, it's incredibly hot, hotter than any fire that you've ever seen. But lastly, it's also under immense pressure. So you've got this carbon that's been squashed and cooked for billions of years. And over all that time, these carbon atoms, which normally just hang out loosely like in your pencil, they get pushed and squeezed so tightly together that they rearrange themselves into this perfect, super strong, sparkling structure that we call a diamond. It's like magic, but it's actually pure science.
Dione, we'd also like to know, can you describe the kind of conditions, pressure, temperature, and materials are necessary for diamond formation?
Definitely. So first of all, we have the temperature, as I mentioned, and it needs to be scorchingly hot. So between 500 and 4,000 degrees Celsius. So that's like the sunniest, hottest day on Earth multiplied by 1,000, if I just put it into context for all of you. And without this extreme heat, the carbon just won't get excited enough to rearrange itself into a diamond. Then, as you mentioned, there's also the pressure. Now, this is the real star of the show. We're talking about pressures ranging from 45 to 60 kilobars. Now, what does that mean for real life? Imagine trying to flatten a mountain into a tiny pebble. That's the kind of intense squeeze that we're talking about. Now, this massive pressure forces these carbon atoms into their tight, super strong diamond structure. And without this incredible squeeze, the carbon would just stay as soft and flaky like the graphite in our pencils. And then finally, like you mentioned again, the materials, it's all about the carbon. But it's not just any carbon. It's specific types of carbon that were trapped deep within the Earth's mantle when the Earth was still young. So we also can find some tiny traces of elements like your nitrogen. And this could give diamonds its beautiful colors, like the famous yellow diamond, for example, from South Africa. So truly a perfect storm of conditions and ingredients that come together over eons.
Dione, just a last question. Can you explain how rare the journey is from carbon to crystal?
First, you need an absolutely perfect sweet spot deep inside the earth with the exact right temperatures and pressure. And you need the right kind of carbon that's sitting there right at that exact moment as well. But here's the really rare part. It's actually getting those diamonds to the surface. You see, diamonds form so deep that they need a very special kind of volcanic eruption, a super fast, super powerful one to blast them up to where we can find them. And these special eruptions happen in what we call a kimberlite pipe, sometimes even a lamprecht pipe. So most volcanic eruptions are more slow and gradual, like the lava oozing out of a volcano, you know, just the ones that we always see on TV. But these diamond-bearing eruptions are like a massive explosive sneeze from the earth itself. If the diamonds come apart too slowly, they'd actually turn back into graphite because the pressure and temperature would change and just not be enough. So the fact that a tiny piece of carbon can go on this epic billions of years long adventure, survive these extreme conditions, and then be explosively rocketed to the surface without turning back into graphite, it truly just makes every single diamond a testament to our planet's incredible power and patience. Genuinely one of Earth's most precious and rare masterpieces.
Dione, that was wonderful talking about the formation of diamonds over billions of years deep beneath the Earth's surface. Thank you so much for talking to us.
No, thank you for having me. I truly enjoyed it.
That was your weekly Namdeb Diamond Story.